What is happening, everyone? I thought I would come at you with a podcast. I do a podcast for another league I have, and it usually would go, I would do several a week as I would get ready to talk about key matchups. That's a 12-team league. That's a bunch of my buddies. You know, we got 12 of us. Most of us live in this area. A lot of them live here. A few moved recently, but we still keep in touch. And the podcast for me personally is a less time consuming. You know, I can do one in 20 minutes. I can do one in an hour and put out any information, put stuff where we can talk about key matchups. I will have them for our league throughout the season. The video shows will be more when we talk about, like, you know, the potential best running back combination, as we were talking about the Doak Walker Award, as we try to keep with the college theme. So I was trying to, for things like this, this is what I've been wanting to do, a podcast. I'm going to do videos where we kind of rate, you know, the top, as we go division through division. We know who might be top 10 teams, but there's still several good teams that are right there in the bubble that I would like to talk about as we break down each division. And that will have a video going up soon. Like I said, it's some of them are time consuming. I put a little more effort in those than I do the podcast, because the podcast, I just got to talk. And that's what I wanted to do. There's so much information about the league. How are the playoffs going to go? You know, when I made this league up, I had a vision and I kind of put it out there in words, but it wasn't so much as easy to understand. So we just had the draft. You know, now you got that. That's another thing where will the top 10 kind of shift? I don't think the top five will. Maybe they'll go up. I don't think you're going to. It might be maybe if anyone squeezes in into it, they might be able to move up. I know we were talking about, I think it's some of the team names I'm not the best at pronouncing. That's what drives me nuts. Falpity? It might be you, Falpity. Yeah, you got Najee. You know, you're looking at your roster. To me, when we ranked them, it was you. If you got two quarterbacks that are, you know, a top 15 or so, that's a huge advantage over other teams, even though another team might have a better receiver, better running back combination, whatever it is. Quarterbacks are the highest scoring on most days, unless you've got someone who's, you know, towards the bottom. But anyways, I don't want to get into that. That wasn't the main reason of the podcast. It was to let people know about it. We'll see how it goes. If you guys enjoy it, I will continue to make them. About anytime something relevant comes up. Like I said, throughout the season, the videos will be more for top 10 rankings, matchup reviews, where I will break down each game, like who was a couple high men for the game, and then, you know, who made a big impact, you know, kind of like the ESPN, how they kind of break it down after, you know, Chris Berman used to do, which I actually loved, Chris Berman and Tom Jackson, where, you know, you would see the scores and the players in each game. I will do videos like that. That's how I do it for my other personal home league. So that's the kind of things we'll be looking at when I do that. But the podcast is more something where I can talk like this freely. I don't have to put a huge 15, 20 minute video presentation that takes, you know, so an hour or so, or maybe even longer to do. This is the reason I've been wanting to do this podcast. And in my home league, I think I'm on episode 95, and that's over a 2-season span. So each season is about 40-something episodes, as I might go talk, do 3 times 1 week, and then the other times I might do maybe twice a week. I don't know if I'll do that for this league, especially if we don't get a lot of listeners. In that one, I have about 8 guys of the 12 in the league, not counting myself, that listen to it religiously. You know, they follow all of them. It's good where we get to talk, you know, they talk about it afterwards, whatever. But with this podcast, this specific episode, what I wanted to do was put what's going through my mind about it. So we have 4 divisions, 5 teams each, right? And in those, the playoffs, how are the playoffs going to be set up? One thing I want to keep in mind for all of us, when you look at this league, don't compare it to others in a way of, you know, we used to have this when we first started our league 10 years ago, to where I had it where I would say, okay, we had 2 divisions and each team at the top would get a bye week, right? If you won your division, you got the bye week into the playoffs. And then the second and third seed would play each other to play and it was kind of like the AFC, NFC. And that worked good for a few seasons. But then what happened was that we were having times where the tiebreakers were based off division record, right? And we would have teams that might be 150 points higher, and they had maybe a loss to a division team, whatever. The division record was one game off, and they weren't making the playoffs. And to me, fantasy is more about points, obviously, right? Points scored. I think the best tiebreaker, unless you go two games against, you know, your division rival, you win them both. I think that's a big, to me, winning two games is a bigger advantage. I think that should give you the tiebreaker edge. But if it's just you got one game or you split 1-1, I think, anyways, we ran into problems with that where we said, you know what, we're going to change it. We're going to take the top, it's going to base off records. And if there's a tiebreaker, if it's for division title, right, it's fighting for who's first in the division to get a bye week, then it's going to be division record. But if it's based on a wild card playoff, it's highest scoring team. And that has worked out so much better. You know, you've seen some of the highest scoring teams get in. We've actually had a few that the old setup would have not made the playoffs, and they've actually gone on to pull the upset and win the championship. So I think it's better when it's like that. With this, and however you guys play in your leagues, you got to throw that out. That was the one thing I wanted with this league was it's not going to be, you know, you could be in a division where, you know, we've all been in that where you have a four-team division. Our league, we do three divisions of four. We have a lot of those here on Sleeper if you go through them. And with those, you might have four teams in one division make the playoffs, you know, and then another division, just the top team, and the other division, just the top team, right? So you got six in, and that one division was so good. And it's fair. It's balanced, you know, whatever. That's the way it goes. This is not going to be like that. You might have a division here with three really good teams. But in the end, the whole point was I want it to be like college-based. That's why it's called BCS, even though it doesn't stand for that. It's Best City Survives. We all put our cities. I mean, for a lot of that, the basic stuff we can get. You know, we're representing our city, our point of the country where we live, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to have the best team in the division go against, you know, we got the North and South, their rivals. And then you got the East and West. The matchups, the way the schedule is going to be once I set the schedule up, is going to be you will play everyone in your division two times, right? So if you're in the West, you're going to play everyone in the division twice, and your rival division is the East, right? East-West. So you will play everyone in the East one time. And then that week 14 matchup is going to be saved. It's going to have to be set, right? I have to set the schedule. So ignore week 14. Week 14 will be for the first and second place team in the division. So hypothetically, you look at the East, right? Let's say the East right now, how it's presented, stays that way, right? And it's team ShamWise 27 against 540 Boys. Let's say those two both finish with the top records, right, in the division. Week 14, they are going to play basically a division winning playoff game. The other teams, your season's done. You know, I will still have a schedule to play. Maybe we'll put some crazy matchups. The East can play the South or something where it's almost like a bowl game, you know, where it's you can just play someone. Maybe you'll play that you just missed out and you'll play the other team that just missed out. So you can say, hey, I was better than that team that missed it, whatever. Bragging rights. We can even take requests. If there's someone you said, hey, you know what? I really want to play that guy. Who knows? Maybe he gypped me on a trade and I'm pissed. I want payback. So I want to play that guy, whatever it is. It's just for fun then at that point. It almost is like a bowl game. But the top two teams will play each other in each division. The winner of that game in week 14 will then go on to week 15 to play their division rival, almost like a conference championship. Because we have a division championship, then you will go to a conference championship where you have the East against West, North against South, and then the two winners of that will obviously play for the BCS championship. So that was the idea I had. And so I wanted to get that clear. So if you get that, you basically want to finish in the top two in your division. Now, my biggest dilemma was trying to figure this out is what do you do if, you know, and we've all seen it, you're 12-1. Let's say you go 12-1, right? And the team behind you is 7-6. I was thinking, I'm like, that's the one thorn in my side where I'm like, okay, we want to keep it like college. College, they have the conference championships, right? It's always the top team, or you got a team from the South against a team from the North or whatever it is, and they try to line it up. Usually they're within a few games of each other, but either way, it's played on the field. You can those players control it. We can't control it with fantasy. You know, we can put our best guys out there. If he gets an injury or the coach decides, you know what, we're up by 20, we don't need him in. Whatever the case is, that can really jack up a 12-1 team. And I know that's part of fantasy, but to me, I was like, there's got to be something. And I couldn't think of it. You know, I was like, do we do a 2-week matchup? Do we do if you have a 3-game or lead, you just automatically win the division. I can make a poll on our thing, or if you guys have any ideas what you like, we can do it. But what hit me today when I was thinking was, what if you, every win you have over the second place team. So let's go to another division. Let's say South Dakota, Nagato 7, right? That's his team. South Dakota has 10 wins. He's 10-3. Right, he's 10-3, and Boise Hawks, which is Chase Hawk, he is 7-6. So that's a 3-game difference, right? To give some kind of advantage, I was thinking maybe every win you have more than the second place team, you get 10 points towards your team in the matchup. So that would be a 30-point advantage to start the game. I know that seems harsh, but to me, it's just like, you're behind the eight ball, but if you come back to win that because your team has an insanely great game, which we've all experienced, then you deserve it. You know, if you're the top team and your team just didn't perform, or you didn't put the right matchup. We've all seen that where we outthink the room and we play the wrong guy, or we sit there and go, hey, you know, this guy's been terrible all year, but I drafted him. You know, he had good draft capital, so I'm going to ride or die with him, and he kills you. If you blow that big point advantage, that's on you. But I just feel like there's got to be something to give an advantage the way this system is set up. Any other league, no, I don't do that. I like, you know, like it's real football. I like it one and done. I don't even like the 2-week matchup unless it's like in a baseball league. I have our championship week is 2 weeks. I get that for baseball. That's a little different. But with football, it's always been one game. I like it better that way. You know, you start the Sunday morning, and unless there's a Monday night game, you end it Sunday night. And, you know, unless something's going on, for the most part, you know who the champion is that day. But with this, I will put this in a poll once we get, you know, enough people who listen to the podcast. You know, I just want you to know, don't view this, because it can get frustrating. You know, like I said, what if you are in a division where you finish 7-6 and the guy ahead of you finishes 8-5 and the first place guy is 10-3. And you're like, hey, man, I finished better than – I was 7-6 and I finished better than the second place guy in the South. You know, maybe he was 6-7 and you're like, hey, I should be. No. Take that out of consideration. Take that out of your mindset for just this league. You know, I'm pretty sure we're all in other leagues. I know some of us, I'm in other leagues with some of you guys in here, but take that out of consideration and remember just this league. This is the setup. We're going to try it this 1 year. If you don't like it, you know, the league, if we don't get enough, I'm not going to keep searching for guys. If we don't get, you know, 18 of us who like it in return next year, I'll probably just drop it because it's a lot of work. But if we get it where we say, hey, you know, we take it for face value. If you're one of those two teams to win, if you're just think of it, if you're the first place team and you did go, heck, you can go 13-0. You know, we have some teams in here that are really good because we have 20 teams. So some of the rosters are stretched thin. But just think if you went 13-0 and you had no advantage and the second place guy was 7-6 and he beat you, you know, 190 to 188. I mean, what a heartbreaker. And I know, like I said, I know that's fantasy. I've been part of those losses. I mean, I lost a playoff game by 0.5 points. It killed to one of my rivals, you know, my buddy league. And, you know, he had beat me. So I'm not going to get into it. Never mind. You guys don't care. But the point being that, it's just something where this league is different than any other league. It's set up to try to be mimic college. We're going to have, you know, videos. Like I said, once the season gets probably August, we will see more videos. Before August, I'm going to – by sometime in May, I'll have the video up about the Northern Division. I'll break down five teams in the North. Then maybe in June, I can do the South. July, do the East, and then in August, do the West as we roll into the season. That'll be the, you know, each month we'll do that. I will have a video where before the preseason, maybe right around the beginning of August, where we see who's going to be what, we'll say, you know, I'll say, here's the top five teams for who nominated for the Doak Walker Award, you know, the best running back combination, for the Biletnikoff Award for the best wide receiver combination. You know, when we see who's going to be, who's the starters and who's the real players. So there'll be videos coming. I know it's been kind of slow because, you know, like I said, that's why I did this podcast. I wanted to talk about it. It's easier to talk about it than, I mean, everything, if you've listened to, is much easier to kind of explain myself than it is if I wrote this down and said, hey, this is, I mean, that's a lot to write. And then even then you might not get where I'm coming from. So that was that proposal is how I wanted to see what, if you're hearing this, do you think that's a good idea? Should the top team, or should we just say, hey, it doesn't matter? Because then it's, to me, it's like, well, what's the point of winning then? I know you're not going to throw the games. The top two are going to fight each other week 14 for the division, the right to be called division champ and to play for the conference championship. So that's enough right there. It's not like we're not going to try to win it, but I was just like, you know, if you lose that, don't worry about if you're the seven, you know, if you're the 7 or 8 win team, if you're the second place guy and you lose, you lost. But if you win, you're going to be like, hey, that's great. That's one. But I'm coming from the perspective of what is the advantage of winning that division? You know, I mean, technically maybe they didn't win the division. You know, that's what the division championships are for, if that's how we want to look at it. So I wanted to say this, get it out. To me, I'm all for my idea that, you know, I was trying to come up with something that would be different, because there's no real home field advantage like in college, or, you know, then they have neutral sites, but there's nothing to give an advantage. And like I said, I don't want it to be a 2-week matchup. I don't want it to be, you know, like originally I was thinking, oh, what if you are over 3 games? What if you finish with 11 wins and the guy behind you finishes with 7? That's a 4 win difference. Does that mean he clinches it? That's a proposal we can do. You know, then you could say, hey, you know what? He's 4 games back at the end of the season. He doesn't even deserve the division. You know, give it to the guy who dominated it. And so that's why I was like, do you guys think that's good? Just give it to the guy if he's got that big of a lead. But to me, I was like, why even do that? I would prefer to go, okay, you got 4 games on me. You got a 40-point lead. There's your advantage. I'd rather play a game than you just give it up. Because we've seen games, you know, we've all seen it where a team will score 210 and the other, you know, the higher seed team maybe scored 140 that day and they just get their butt kicked. You know, they're complete butt kicked. And it's just like, man, they played the wrong guys. The tough matchups came. They didn't line it up for them. And a 40-point lead would be erased right there. Not that you're going to get that. You might finish 8 wins and the guy behind you gets 7. That's a 10-point advantage. You know, we can say maybe if we, you know, that we got, I just want to have it planned before the season starts. This is not a conversation I want to have in August. So I'll post this podcast on our page. Listen to it. Let me know what you guys think. You can write any comments about it, where your opinions, if you like this idea, if you like the idea where I just can't see a scenario where I think not playing a game is better, because the more wins you have, even if you think they're better, that's a huge advantage, 10 points per win. I mean, we can cut it to 5. You know, I'm up for anything. 1 point just doesn't seem like enough for me. Hey, you got a 4-point difference. I don't know. That doesn't scream, you know, if you have 4 wins more than your opponent below you. But that's how it is. So if we will have teams just like college who maybe they do finish 3rd place and they just miss getting in, right? You're like, oh, man, I was right there all season, you know, or I let it slip towards the end and I just missed it. You could think, hey, I'm better than that team. I might have 1 more win than him in the South, and I'm in the North. And I don't think of it that way. If you know going in that you got to finish top 2, then it should be a lot easier. That's why I wanted to get this out now in this podcast. So, but yeah, a lot of times if any of the podcasts I do will be to do this, throw out ideas, throw out what you guys think, I'll talk about primetime games. You know, like we'll talk about the matchups. I mean, how many times have we had games where you go into the Monday night and then I'll talk about it Sunday night? Hey, let's recap some of the Sunday games. I'm still going to do the videos, but the podcast will be more, hey, tomorrow, Monday night, so-and-so's got Aaron Rodgers going for who knows what team after everything that went down with Aaron Rodgers. Who knows if he gets traded or if he retires, but whatever. I'll hype up a game, especially if it's like a 2 top 10 teams. Another thing too with the top 10 rankings in college, you lose, you drop pretty quick. Anytime I've done any kind of rankings, I don't drop them per se unless their team just looks really bad. Like if the number 10 goes on to lose to an unranked team or lose to number 4, I'm not going to drop them so much unless another roster looks really good. Like if you go, hey man, Corey Davis is looking great for the Jets. He's had three straight games of 20 points or more. That'll jump their rank up, which would make that team jump up, and then you might go, hey, this guy's not as good. So the rankings won't be so much based on win losses unless you're like 0-3. It's hard for me to say unless you've had three straight games where you've lost to the top scoring team, and you've had some bad luck. I still might hover you around 8, 9, or 10 if you're there because your roster's still really good and you're going to turn it around. But if it's like, man, you're getting smoked, by unranked teams, and maybe your roster is not as good, that then you will see some of the ranking shiftings, and it'll go week to week, which will be fun. It'll be fun. I know it's great because I'm going to do the top after I do the weekly recaps of the games. I will make I'll probably add it in there. Yeah, I'll probably add it in. Sometimes you can do it separately, but I'll put the new top 10. And then if there is any change or not, I'll still do the new top 10. It's always great to hear you talk about your team. Looking at my roster, I don't think I'm going to talk very much about them this year, unless it's about first round pick. Because some of the guys, yeah, I got the quarterbacks I wanted with Trevor Lawrence and Fields, but ETN, I think he'll be good next year more so. But who knows? Maybe it can be like I keep thinking he might be the Kamara role with him and Latavius Murray in New Orleans. Maybe Robinson and ETN, they can both be, high RB2s. That's a possibility. We'll see in that offense. So, but yeah, so it's like, I know how good it is to want to talk about your team. It's fun. It's fun. And it feels like you get some respect, and we have some, there was some several teams that I didn't get to put in top 10 that I think after a few games will probably be bumped up. I mean, I might even change it when I go through the rosters after this draft, because there are some teams who with their draft picks actually improved. And like I said, if I was counting, like let's say someone else had ETN and I was saying, ooh, that he's a potentially top 15, 12 back after this draft, I'd say, let's take him down some. Maybe he'll be RB20. It's maybe he's not as high. And so that could affect the team because our rosters are so small and the league is so stretched. So that's what the podcast will be. Let me know what you think. If you like me to continue to do the podcast during the season, like I said, you'll get two or three of them. During the preseason, I'll talk about it if something big happens. We could talk about Aaron if there's a big trade, if there's any more moves. If you like it, we can cover one of the. I don't need to cover one of the draft because we're all following it. We all know. I mean, heck, we're all fantasy guys. So that's it. I hope you guys have a good day. This one was just under over 23 minutes, and yeah, chat it up, comment it up, let me know, and I will be talking to you guys again soon. See ya.